This is Tom Arms with Lookhead Radio's World Report for the week beginning the 4th of April. Lookhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. On Monday, the European Union starts returning to Turkey refugees landing on Greek shores. The same day that Europe's anti-refugee pressure group, Pegida, stages a mass demonstration in the German city of Leipzig. In the Netherlands, right-wing politician Geert Wilders hears the verdict on Thursday on his trial for race hate. On Wednesday, the verdict is expected in the race hate trial of Jean-Marie Le Pen, former leader of France's National Front Party. Also in France, the court hearing takes place on the detention of Salah Abdeslam, who is believed to be one of the masterminds behind the November Paris terrorist attacks. In the Middle East, Saudi Arabia's King Salman bin Abdul Aziz visits Egypt at the start of the week. There's also an Arab League summit meeting in Jordan to discuss fighting in Syria and Yemen, and an Islamic conference in Istanbul on Sunday. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko is in Japan next week to drum up trade. While he is away, the trial starts in Kiev of two captured Russian soldiers, and the Netherlands holds a referendum on Wednesday on whether to support the proposed EU-Ukrainian association agreement. There are two major summit meetings next week. The first is now an annual symbolic meeting between the German Chancellor and the French President, and the second is a G7 foreign ministers meeting in Japan to prepare for the heads of government summit. In London, there will be urgent talks to save Britain's steel industry. The works at Port Talbot, which produce nearly half of the country's steel, are threatened with closure. And finally, next Saturday, warmly dressed joggers will run in a giant ice-covered circle for the annual North Pole Marathon. They are flown to the pole by helicopter. Armed guards line the route to protect the runners from polar bears. And that was next week's News Today with information from Zapaday.com. Stay tuned after this message for the expanded look-ahead world analysis. This is Tom Arms with Lookhead Radio's expanded world analysis. Lookhead broadcasts tomorrow's News Today so that you can plan to participate. The European Union next week starts implementing policies to stem the flood of Middle East refugees. From Monday, it will return to Turkey refugees arriving in Greece. They will be placed in the swollen camps on the Syrian-Turkish border until they can be processed by European and Turkish officials. The move has failed to stop Europe's growing anti-refugee sentiment. On Monday, the European right-wing pressure group Pegida plans a major demonstration in the German city of Leipzig. In Paris, the alleged mastermind behind November's terrorist attack, Salah Abdeslam, makes his first appearance in a French court. He was arrested in Brussels shortly after the terrorist bombings there. He initially fought extradition to France, but changed his mind after the Brussels attacks. Also in France, the former leader of the country's far-right National Front Party, Jean-Marie Le Pen, is expected next week to hear the verdict in his race-hate trial. Le Pen is reported to have dismissed the Holocaust as a detail of history. He has since been ousted as head of the Front National, which is now led by his daughter Marie. Another right-wing politician, Geert Wilders, head of the Netherlands Freedom Party, learns the verdict of his trial for race-hate speeches. In the past, Wilders has equated the Quran with Hitler's Mein Kampf. He won a similar trial in 2011 on freedom of speech grounds. There will be urgent talks next week in London to save Britain's once mighty steel industry. The Indian-owned Tata Group is threatening to close the Port Talbot Steelworks in Wales, with the resulting loss of 15,000 jobs and nearly half of the country's steel production. Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn has called for the renationalisation of the industry, but Prime Minister David Cameron has dismissed the call as impractical. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko will be trying to shore up his shrinking economy with trade talks in Japan. At the same time, the Dutch will hold a referendum on a proposed EU-Ukrainian association agreement. The agreement would be a big boost for Ukraine and Poroshenko. But many Europeans are concerned about supporting a corrupt and politically unstable regime incapable of holding off Russian aggression. Africa will next week witness the unusual step of one of its leaders voluntarily leaving office. In Benin, President Thomas Vanya Yayi steps aside for Patrice Talon after only two terms in office. More in keeping with the continent's political reputation is Djibouti's President Ismail Omar Guelleh, who next week will be running for presidency after 17 years in power. Meanwhile, in the Japanese city of Hiroshima, the foreign ministers of the G7 countries meet to finalize the agenda for President Barack Obama's final G7 summit at the end of May. The heads of government meeting will be in Japan's Ishishima National Park. And that was next week's News Today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you.